This is your network news, 4.5 minute version, Friday, July 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Life expectancy is falling in Africa and the orphan population growing. Missionaries will be receiving spiritual rejuvenation next week in the United States, and funding is needed to keep missionary aviators in the air. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. AIDS headlines today's news as life expectancy in southern Africa has dropped to 49 and could fall below 35 in some countries. AIDS is the culprit. Mike Duras of Buckner Orphan Care International says that's produced a lot of orphans.
The basic statistic that's out there is 13.2 million orphans in sub-Saharan Africa alone. And that number, they project, will grow to 40 million by the year 2010.
Buckner has started an orphanage and foster care program in Kenya, one of the first in the nation. While they're caring for orphans physically, Dura says that's not the end goal.
All the kids get the gospel. We have church services on campus. Our director is actually a pastor. Many of the children want to become missionaries and pastors. And all the foster families come from the churches. There's no better way to expose the gospel to a child than through a Christian home.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, World Vision will be playing a major part in the 15th International AIDS Conference taking place in Bangkok beginning Sunday. Several World Vision staff members have been influential on the planning committee, which is different from other years. This will be the first time faith-based organizations will be featured at the conference. Many who attended 2 years ago faced hostility. There's some concern that this could happen again. Pray that World Vision will be a testimony to those participating who don't know Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionaries with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism will be getting a spiritual shot in the arm. It's ABWE's annual Missionary Enrichment Conference that begins Monday on the campus of Messiah College in Pennsylvania. The ME Conference is intended for all pre-field, retired, and furloughing missionaries. The goal is to provide for missionaries a week of Bible preaching, seminars for honing ministry skills, and fellowship with colleagues. The sessions are expected to be streamed online. Next, it can be the difference between flying or not flying, and Mission Aviation Fellowship needs help to make sure this doesn't happen. MAF's president, Kevin Swanson, says this year alone they'll spend $50,000 to repair radios. He says broken equipment means one thing.
We can't send a plane and pilot off on a flight on a given day if the radio is not working. And it may seem like a rather inexpensive part of a very expensive aircraft, but it's one of those vital things that without it, the airplane cannot safely be used to overcome barriers to bring the gospel to those people that are in remote parts of the world.
If a plane is grounded, it can slow down Bible translation and church planting work. Swanson says that's why people like you are important.
Partners who work together with us in terms of donating income so that we can repair these radios are really a critical link in the chain. And that $50,000, of course, is just to maintain the existing radios that we do have.
And retirees from the secular workforce are finding new careers in missions. Bob and Nancy Hausler have done just that, as they're now sailors with Wycliffe members serving with JARS. JARS speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others. Bob tells us how they got the call.
After taking a course in missions, we felt compelled and an urgency to find some work that would be along the lines of our experience. So we applied to Wycliffe Bible Translators.
Since they love sailing, they joined the maritime program, helping translators in various ways.
Whether it be traveling from one place to another over the water safely, or if it's the need for communication and energy. My wife, she's not only a sailor, but she also is trained in biblical counseling.
They set sail for the Solomon Islands early next year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.